8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Well, there's a lot to going green. There's some thought that goes into this. There's a lot of things that are becoming more common and more prevalent, including electric cars and the ability to keep them powered up. Bill Moore is the publisher of EV World, and Mark Gregory is the founder and CEO of the Green Prairie Green Solutions for Homes and Businesses, and they both join me live here in the studio this morning. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. I do appreciate it. Bill, let me start with you. Tell us about EV World.
Well, EV World is an online publication that I started over 20 years ago. I wanted to focus. I thought that electric cars were just around the corner, and just around the corner was maybe 2 to 5 years. Well, it took us about 20 years to get to the point to where we are right now. It's been a very interesting ride. The technology is continuing to evolve. In my definition, EVs involve everything from electric bicycles to the little scooters you ride downtown, to spacecraft and everything in between. Is if it's electrically powered and moved by electricity, EVworld.com is interested in it.
Very good. Mark, founder and CEO of the Green Prairie, tell me, what does Green Prairie do? I mean, at what level do you provide solutions for businesses and homes?
We are a local company based out of Omaha, and we just help homeowners and businesses navigate the complicated process of electric vehicle charger products and installation.
Okay,
and
very
good. We provide some other services too, but that's kind of what we focus on. We also dabble in server recycling for businesses, indoor and outdoor edible gardens for homes, just different things to kind of help out the environment.
Outstanding. There was a car show recently that was an electric car show. I imagine it was a smashing success, to be honest with you.
Well, we'd, of course, like to see it, you know, overflowing like a rock concert. Not quite there yet. But, yeah, the encouraging thing was the number of electric cars that showed up. About half were Teslas, various model Teslas. Then the rest were Chevrolet Volts, Nissan Leafs. I had my little Fiat 500. I called her Gina there, and we had a fair number of people show up to check it out and see what they're about.
I, by the way, I did want to do a full disclosure on this. Both of you do drive electric vehicles, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, so we know what it's like to drive them.
And it's like going from horse and buggy to rocket ship. It's that's maybe exaggerating a little bit, but
just a tiny bit. But because you have been driving electric cars, how has it changed? How has the availability of power up stations and that type of thing changed over the course of, say, the last decade?
Go ahead and talk about chargers.
Well, it comes down to what your daily life is like, your daily routine, your daily drive. For me, it's 15 miles round trip, and I have a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old, and I'm usually going home after work to be with them, so I don't go drive around a whole lot, so an electric car makes a lot of sense for me. I'm not going on big, long road trips, and when we do, we'll use my wife's gas van, minivan, or we'll rent a car. But yeah, for your daily driver, electric cars make a lot of sense, and it's not an inconvenience. It's some would say it's more convenient, so you don't have to worry about stopping at a gas station.
Where do hybrids fit into the methodology and the beliefology of what you do?
Hybrids are an interesting, because obviously that was the technology. I mean, like I said, I've been covering this for 20 years. That was the technology that really took hold. I mean, all of the car companies in the late 1990s had an electric vehicle.
Sure. I mean, a buddy of mine drives a hybrid down in Dallas.
Yep.
He's doing 82 miles a gallon, right? And so I mean, he's filling up his car once a month. That's it.
So he's probably got what we would call a plug-in hybrid. Mm-hmm. So he gets some of his mileage is pure electric, and some of it is done on with the internal combustion engine. And that's a good medium for people that whose life cycle, whose lifestyle, maybe is a better word, is you know, a larger mix of driving range. You know, in my case, I'm a lot like Matt here, is that we, you know, we're retired. We don't have a lot of driving to do. Any driving we do is around town. So we can, you know, every morning I wake up to a full tank of electrons because I just simply plug into the grid to do that.
This is a topic that we could do an hour on it.
Oh, easily.
And unfortunately, we don't have an hour. Yeah. So what I would like to do in 10 seconds, I want to start with you, Bill. Where can people go on the web to see information?
Oh, all you got to do is just do a simple search for electric vehicles. But of course, I want you to go to evworld.com. Thank you.
And how about you, Mark?
We're available at thegreenprairie.com.
Thegreenprairie.com. Thank you very much, Bill Moore and Mark Gregory. Morning Edition continues right now.